Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I thought we were going to use a new theme, that the actual theme for the Warren Eckstein Pet Show.
Nope.
Richie, instead of this
we're
going
to use this one.
No, I don't like this one anymore.
Okay, we'll get another one then.
I don't like this one anymore.
No, use the one from his program.
One, two? Okay, hold on a second.
Use the one from his program, please, so that he is my man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah, there we go.
That's better. Ah, this is perfect.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein.
Yeah.
Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
That's right,
perfect.
I have a question for Warren.
Yes, you do.
I got to thank Al Peterson over at Radio America for putting that together for me.
That's very nice. Warren, what is your least favorite pet?
Ooh. Those that walk upright.
Okay.
Two-legged
goldfish,
pets.
Hamster. Come
I'm
on.
Sure your wife would be happy.
There's no such thing as a favorite pet. They all have their pluses, and I love them all the same. From the snake to the dog, it doesn't make any difference.
Oh,
Warren,
do you think my
one pug, who I have two pugs. A skinny little runt of the litter, sprightly one with tons of personality, and then a sweet one who just kind of rolls over and wants you to rub her on the tummy. And I always tell the little skinny one, you're my favorite pug. Do you think the other one's feelings are hurt? Do you think she knows?
You know, as eccentric as it may sound, Richie, you're absolutely right. You can't favor one over the other. In other words, you know, there's always one dog that may be a little more cuddly, a little bit more affectionate, but generally people spend more time with the dog or the cat that's a little bit more needy, and you just got to make sure you separate that time equally so you don't cause any animosity between the two of them.
We'll pause for a moment, then continue on. Warren Eckstein with advice for pet owners here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname? The Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominic. Oh, my goodness! Did you see that jam? I don't know how he did that. Dominic, oh, my goodness!
So where is Dominic Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks' broadcasts. Dominic has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominic Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the human highlight machine got it cranked up.
And the human highlight film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Matchbook keeps track of every restaurant or bar you go to or ever thought of going to. Categorized by neighborhood,
it's gravy.
Well done, Matchbook.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Hi, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. I posted on my Facebook page the story of Bettina Rodriguez, who was arrested, but then the judge dropped the charges against her. She rescued a dog that was chained outside to a fence. The dog, in the bitter cold, not being fed, was just there because the fellow who put her there said it was a dog that belonged to his cousin or somebody, I forget, his brother, and he didn't have money to take care of him, and the brother didn't have none to take care of him. So this lady comes along, sees the dog for a couple of days, and decides she wants to do something about it. So she breaks the dog away from the fence, and instead of being thanked, the police arrest her for defacing property and, you know, whatever other things went along with it. And it took going to court before somebody had enough sense to drop the charges against her because she was just trying to save this dog. These kind of things befuddle me, frankly.
Yeah, Absolutely. It's amazing to me. But, you know, having served as a peace officer for the state of New York, the laws are kind of specific. If a dog or a cat is not getting proper food or sustenance, now by sustenance, you know, proper place where they can get out of the elements, then it's up to the police to make the arrest and go there and take the dog. So I think what the woman should have done was contacted the police.
If the police
didn't react, yeah, if the police didn't react, then I would have done exactly what she didn't. And we talked about this, and I have done this in the past, breaking into a car to save a dog or whatever, and actually have paid quite a bit of consequences for it. But you know what? I would do it again in a moment.
Yeah, I would do it as well. At least the laws are changing to favor those who are trying to save dogs, pets, children, that sort of thing. All right, check out Warren Eckstein's PetShow.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.